U.S. Treasury Secretary Geithner met Tuesday with two of China's top leaders, including Premier Wen Jiabao and President Hu Jintao. Mr. Hu had special praise for Geithner. Hu says he appreciates the U.S. officials' efforts to cooperate with Chinese colleagues in dealing with the financial crisis. Geithner said cooperation between the United States and China is already showing positive results.
I think we've already demonstrated the capacity of our two countries to work together on the global stage to lay a foundation for economic recovery. And I think partly because of the strengths of the actions put in place by your government and by President Obama, we're starting to see some early signs of stabilization and recovery in the global economy.
In a round of interviews with Chinese media Tuesday, Geithner said one of his main goals was to reassure Chinese officials that Washington is determined to bring down the size of its deficits once the current crisis has passed. China is America's largest creditor, with Treasury securities holdings worth $768 billion. This year's U.S. budget deficit is expected to surpass $1.8 trillion, four times the previous single-year record. Meanwhile, the United States and China will inaugurate their cabinet-level strategic and economic dialogue in Washington in the last week of July. Treasury Secretary Geithner and Chinese Vice Premier Wang Qishan will head the economic track of the so-called SAED. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton and Chinese State Councilor Dai Bingguo will head parallel talks on strategic and security issues. The high-level talks will take place once a year in alternate capitals. Stephanie Ho, VOA News, Beijing.